Mikey B is here. PDB is here. Brad Heller is playing my normal role today. Actually, I have a cast of characters in this week. Brad today. Somebody different tomorrow.
Who's tomorrow?
Somebody different Wednesday. Brad's back on Thursday. And then we close out the week strong with your favorite person.
No, he's not coming back, is he?
Marco Belletti.
Oh, that's my dog, man.
I know. I wasn't lying to you. I wasn't teasing. That's your guy.
I thought you were trying to trick me, man. I said serial killer's coming back.
No, Jacob remains banned from the building, if we're being honest. Yeah, he's just not allowed in.
Okay.
Too creepy.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
He's too creepy.
Yeah. Who's tomorrow? Do you know?
I do. My good buddy Darwin Zook will be here tomorrow.
Not up on him.
You will be.
New cat? Darwin Zook.
Yes. You should have fun with Darwin. Yeah.
Name like that.
Exactly.
How could you not? Darwin
Zook.
And
that's just the beginning.
Is that Z-U-C-K or Z-O-O-K?
No, it's like Ron Zook. Z-O-O-K.
All right. Yeah. Any relation?
No. But you should ask him. He loves that question.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Gets it all the time.
Big fan.
Darwin Zook.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you two boys?
Well, we went to Fordham together.
Oh, another Fordham.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you hear that beeping in here? Is that your chair doing that? Or were you like, is there something about to detonate?
I don't hear any
shimmy
beeping.
Again. Yeah, at your chair.
Yeah.
Keep shimmying, though.
I wasn't...
Do you hear that?
Do you have some ones?
I do.
Okay, well, let me see them.
I'm glad you have.
Shimmying isn't free anymore. What's wrong with you? Keep shimmying. Yes, about. Shimmying.
See, it's always got to be about that.
I'm shimmying.
Just
or
my...
how you say it.
You're
just
shimmying.
Go with your sensitive ass. Just sensitive. You shimmy, Dan. Come on.
Yes, sir.
No. I do. He ain't lying.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We begin hour number two on the phone lines for the first time this morning.
We didn't ask for any calls, did we?
No, we did.
Oh.
Shockingly, you didn't tell him not to call like you did last week. Here's Steve in Canada. Steve, welcome
that?
To CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Steve?
Not too much. You guys sound like you're having more fun with the chairs than I am, that's for sure.
Sound like you're driving, my man. You had to work?
Oh, yeah, you betcha, buddy.
Cool.
You betcha. So I just wanted to address the Cutler situation in Miami, like you asked. Number one, I initially didn't agree with it. I thought that, okay, he's going to step out, take some time out, be a Fox guy. But I actually think that when he was in Denver, he did a great job. He actually played better against the AFC guys than he did against the NFC guys. So maybe this is the turnaround that he maybe needs so that he goes in and he's the guy that takes some pressure off. Because Cutler's a decent quarterback. He just needs to have a bit more confidence behind him. And in Chicago, he just lost all that confidence.
And that apparently, Steven, thanks for the call, man. Safe driving today. That apparently is one of the things that he and Adam Gase worked on a lot. They're 1 year together in Chicago. Gase was very much on top of Cutler for the way he carried himself. Apparently, every time he came off the field, after something didn't go their way, they had a punt, turnover, whatever, he was yelling, head up, head up, head up, and they talked a lot about what body language and facial expressions can send to your teammates, to the TV cameras, so they worked on that a lot, which again is why this connection exists and why it brought Cutler to Miami. I've always been, I guess, a Jay Cutler defender. Some of the things have not been defendable, but when you start comparing what he can do to what other guys can do, there's not many guys better than Jay Cutler. There's a handful, but the guy can play. He's going to make a stupid throw here and there. He has some really, really bad games, but he's also got the ability, more than Matt Moore, more than anybody else who's a career backup, more than Josh McCown or Brian Hoyer. He's going to step in and make, and have some good games for them in Miami.
Well, at this stage of the game, is he better than a Matt Moore? Matt Moore's been in the league 8 or 9 years, Cutler 11 years. And you look at Cutler's stats, and Steve is correct. You go there the last couple of years with the Broncos, he played all 16 games and threw for 3,500. His last year with the Broncos, 4,500. He had 25 touchdowns his last year. Guess how many interceptions?
22.
Close, 18.
Okay.
18 picks. his last year there with the Broncos. The year before, 20 touchdowns and 14 picks. So the picks have been the problem. His first year with Chicago, 09, 26 interceptions. Yes, he can play. Yes, he has a howitzer for an arm. I play with guys like that, but he doesn't possess those leadership qualities that you necessarily want from a big-time quarterback. He has not been that guy. And you read body language, expressions, all that. You can try to change this cat. This cat is who he is. He's 34 years old, 35 years old. That's not going anywhere. You can try to be more upbeat. But eventually, when things hit the fan, the real you is going to surface. So they can work on smiling when things are getting rough out there and
Hi,
all
I'm
that.
Hi, I'm Jay Cutler.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Oh, well, look at me. I'm happy.
No worries. Was it a turnover? It's okay.
I just had the snot knocked out of me. I just threw my 10th pick in the last two games.
My wife put my butt on Instagram.
Yeah, hey, come on.
Whatever.
Working on facial expression. How about working on being a leader, working on taking care of the rock and all that good stuff? And he only played five games in 2016. Five games. That's it. And the reason he's on this squad is because he knows Adam Gase, and he did play well the 1 year for Adam Gase, 21 touchdowns, 11 picks that season. So that's the reason he's on the squad. And the other reason, because Colin Kaepernick and the political ramifications of signing Colin Kaepernick, even though the owner, Stephen Ross, said something different.
Yeah, I knew that was where the conversation was going to go when any opening happens and Kaepernick doesn't go there. And it may be that Stephen Ross or Mike Tannenbaum or Chris Greer or Adam Gase said no way to Kaepernick. We're never going to actually know that. But at least Cutler and his connection and his pedigree and his skill set is far and away enough to hold off on that conversation. Because you just don't know. But to me, where the door really opens for the no Kaepernick thing is if their list really included on equal footing Ponder, Tebow, and Orton after Cutler. If that's true, then that's nonsense. And we're again back to the BS line that teams only make decisions about winning and losing. That is clearly now not the case. Whether or not we can add the Dolphins to the list doesn't matter. We've got the Ravens. We've got the indirect John Mara conversation from up here with the Giants. We just know that teams don't want him. And
we know why they don't want him. And I would go with Matt Moore. Here's the guy that led my team into the playoffs, although we lost that ball game.
And Mike reminded me that he almost died in that game. Remember that
hit
he took?
Right. He took a vicious hit from Bud Dupree, but he played extremely well. He had the one pick in the ball game. He did throw a touchdown, but he hit 80% of his passes in a hostile environment on the road in the playoffs. So he's my guy. He's been here since I've been here, if I'm Adam Gase, and he's going to be my guy. We roll with Cutler comes in. Yes, he has an incentive-laden contract, but I'm going with Matt Moore, and we haven't seen an issue with facial expressions or trying to coach up your quarterback as far as his body language and his behavior. That has to come with the product. What you want to focus in on is the talent and whether or not he can pick up our offense, he can play within this offense, he can make the guys around him better. I'm rolling with Matt Moore. I've seen Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I've seen Matt Moore too, and I like Matt Moore in small doses. I think over a full season might have been an issue for Miami, and I think now when you go this route and you bring Cutler in and Matt Moore is his backup, the position as a whole is stronger.
I'm not relinquishing that position if I'm Matt Moore. I'm not going to just give up.
Well, you can hold on to as long as you want, but Adam Gase.
Bring this guy in and make him the starting quarterback. He played five games a year ago.
Well, because he was hurt.
No one likes him.
He's a pouty face.
Also, see, that works for Jay Cutler. He was hurt. But when Colin Kaepernick comes out of an offseason in which he has three or four different surgeries and still has 16 touchdowns and only four interceptions, that works against
throwing
him.
Throwing to me, basically.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for thinking I was good enough to be on the Niners last year.
I take that back.
All right, good.
No, thank you.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So here is LeBron, a guy that I have more vociferously and for a longer time defended. But I'm starting to think Bron's a little crazy.
Y'all are crazy.
We're back on Instagram, right? It was Instagram this weekend or Snapchat? I'm confusing my social media platforms. I believe Instagram, these are Instagram stories. And here's just a sample of, again, LeBron's greatest hits live from the weight room, volume 7.
I would never lose. I would never lose. I will never lose. Money, power, respect. I know they upset. They ain't seen me fall yet. What's the loss? You wanna see me fall? I gave my mama 10,000 at least 1,000 times. Do the math. You wanna see me fall? Saw my soul. They ain't seen me fall.
N word twice.
I know, and that's from
Meek Mill. It's Meek
1942.
Mill.
That's some good stuff.
Of course it is.
I turned that down this weekend.
Listen
man.
To it this
it was
weekend.
Too soon into the evening for me to have it. 1942, good stuff. You ever had some 1942?
Nope.
Got to try it at least once.
Next time we hang out,
yeah,
I'll buy it.
Round. You got to. Sweet. That's even better.
Is it? Is it more expensive than Ace of Spades?
No.
Okay, good.
But no, it's about $40 a shot, though.
A shot?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll all split a shot. That's
no, no, easy. No. You already no. said you're going to buy it.
Yeah, I'll buy us a shot. Everybody gets a
sip. I need one after that laugh right there. I need a shot.
Now, you can find this on your own, Mike, and tweet it out, but as crazy as it sounds, he looks even crazier with his beady eyes and like, I mean, what is, first of all, you do lose on occasion, LeBron. It's been documented. I don't blame you for the losses like other people do, but you do lose. And what is going on in this weight room?
What is going on that we're reading so much into a dude enjoying a song and sing it out loud? We're reading too much into this.
No, well,
yes, we are.
I mean, I'm not going to have him actually committed. And I guess I like LeBron showing us what LeBron's like in his off hours, but this is not gone well for him recently. He's getting mocked at Brendan. Who is it? Brendan Haywood? Not Brendan. Harrison Barnes' wedding. And
Steph Curry said he was not mocking him, but
okay.
Yeah, okay. You were.
Okay.
You were. And this is how we communicate in this day and age, or certain people communicate in this day and age via social media. But I think this was just LeBron having fun with a song. That's it. And yeah, there are going to be people out there. There are those who want to see him fall. Yes. And you can internalize some of these lyrics and use them as motivation. And there's nothing wrong with that. So as far as LeBron singing out loud and acknowledging that people want to see his demise on the court, I have no problem with that. True, there are those out there, those detractors that will never get past him leaving Cleveland, never get past their decision. But that's it. That's nothing more than that. It's not a cryptic message or anything like that.
It's not directed at Kyrie.
No, it's not
responding
to Kyrie.
To Kyrie's
song.
Plain, that laugh doesn't chill you to the core.
That laugh makes me want to have some 1942. That's what it does.
And he's by himself too. Is he just in
and
this room?
You don't sing by yourself.
I don't put it on the internet.
That's true. Well, that's this generation. My point. That's your generation.
It's not my generation.
Yes, it
actually,
is. You're 32, 33.
I wish I'm 37.
Oh no, it's not your generation.
No, yeah, I could be old. LeBron's dad, basically. Yeah.
Okay. LeBron's 32?
Yeah, 31, is that, I don't 32? Even know what my generation is. If it,
yeah,
if
what
I,
is
if it
your
includes
generation?
32, if I go north from 37, I don't. I know I'm not a millennial, but I don't know if me and LeBron are in the same generation. I feel like we're not.
No. Well, you
that's
put all
a,
your
that's
business
a big
on
5 years.
You put all your business on social media?
I put some business, but like, you know, flattering business, not embarrassing, cackling, and singing. I know I can't sing and or rap, so I would never put that on there, like, for fun.
Okay.
Like,
I'm with you.
To make fun of myself, yes, but I think LeBron's like, here's me alone in my weight room having a breakdown. Let me video document it.
He's really getting into this song, and it's speaking to him as far as what he's involved in on the basketball court. And as he said when he won, I think it was that second title there in Miami, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be a statistic. He is correct. And many can say that if you look back, reflect on where they come from or came from. So I can see him getting into this song and the lyrics. If you read the lyrics, and it's, you know, not a lot of it's safe for work, but read the lyrics and a little motivation in there for him.
It's called 1942.
1942 Flows.
By Meek Mill.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't read any more into it than what it is. And so we need to stop with this cryptic stuff. There's nothing there, and it's not a shot at Kyrie Irving. It has nothing to do with Kyrie Irving.
Wow, this starts strong.
Yeah, it does.
Started off poor with plans to earn more. Mm. Now we own stores and the baddest. I was on tour with that's so raw. Started selling white. We won't sell it. No. Oh, that's cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, okay.
See, look at you hip, dog. Ooh, you hip.
It took me a second to know what that was.
I thought he was talking about.
And he got political, which is probably why you're defending him here, because he said, I'm like, Trump ain't feeling us, cops still killing us.
I didn't say I was why I'm feeling the song. There's some stuff in there that's good.
And then there's that.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah.
Hermes seats in what? Where can you get Hermes seats?
I guess you can put them in your vehicle.
Really?
Maybe that's what they were sitting on at Jerry Jones' party. That's why it was 16 million.
Exactly.
You got Hermes seat cushion.
Everyone, when you go outside, there's Lamborghinis. Just pick whichever color you want and drive them off.
Like weird science, yeah.
We're going to have a raffle. Mm-hmm. What can you win? A Lamborghini. You can also win the Chargers. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Steph Curry had some fun on video this weekend as well. That's coming up here in just a second, plus a Brad Heller update right here on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
This is U.S. Olympic beach volleyball star April Ross, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
So Despacito apparently made history recently. We'll give you that little nugget in just a second. I want to run one line past Brian from this Meek Mill 1942 flows, because I'm not sure exactly what it means. And now I just lost it. Because that's how I roll.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a laugh.
Yeah, that laugh is going to haunt my dreams. The next time I wake up thinking it's a weekday when it's a weekend, and I start to take a shower to come to work, that noise will be in my head. Where did it just go? And this is a heck of a song. This has got a James Harden reference in here, a Wendy Williams reference in here.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things that LeBron smartly, I think, edited out of his Instagram videos, things that he should not have said out loud and put into a song in his video. All right, I'll get back. Where did it go? Why am I bad at my job sometimes?
Sometimes.
I was waiting for somebody to take that bait.
You teed it up. Yeah. I wasn't going to do that.
All right.
You do a great job,
thanks,
Andrew.
Thanks, Mike. Great to see you.
Mike sucks at lying.
Enough of me and you.
How about
Mike.
You let Brad Heller,
Brad,
who's
you
back.
Do an update. I'm going to refine the confusing Meek Mill thing.
I'll help you with your whiteness.
No, see, I don't think it's that. I think
what
I'm not
it?
Cool. I think
you're
it's,
cool
it's
in your own way.
Disconnected from my gender, my skin color, my religion. I'm just not a cool person.
You're cool.
But if you want to make
dog.
It about race again, cool we can dog. Go down that road.
You want me to translate something for you? It's obvious.
It's because I don't know what's going on.
Well, why didn't you ask Mikey B or Petey B?
Because they're less cool than
they
me.
They may know what's going on.
They definitely do not.
Okay, I'm not here that often, but
you don't either.
Let's be honest. Do they know what's going on?
I mean, maybe Brad Heller knows what's going
I'm
on.
I'm like Richard Gere in comparison to those two guys.
Richard Gere.
I'm Justin Timberlake. And
Richard Gere is your example? That was odd. What year is this? I know I'm tired, but where are we?
It's 1942 flows. All right.
Richard find Gere. The damn line so I can help you out.
Brad, right? Talk sports.
Okay, guys. We'll start with the NFL. Jay Cutler putting his broadcasting career on hold to join the Dolphins. Reportedly 1 year, $10 million with starter Ryan Tannehill down with a knee injury. Could miss the entire season. Word is the Finns also considered Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow. Other NFL news, Falcons corner Jalen Collins is going to miss the first 10 games, suspended for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. It's Collins' second violation. He missed four games last year at the beginning of the season, a four-game ban. Baseball, the Dodgers just keep on dominating, 24-3 since July 4th. They shut out the Mets in New York last night, 8-0. Hyunjin Ryu and two relievers combined on a one-hitter. Here's manager Dave Roberts.
With his entire mix, he was effective and he was going at guys. And, you know, outside of the one hard hit ball off the bat of Darnell, you know, there was a lot of soft contact and eight strikeouts.
Home runs from Justin Turner and Cody Bellinger, who hit his 32nd. Meanwhile, the Astros are running away from the competition still in the American League. Yesterday, they were down 3 to the Blue Jays in a ninth before a big rally in Houston.
Pitch on the way. And that's lined and over out of smoke. Bregman scores! A walk-off winner for the Astros! 7-6, Juan Cincinnato, and his first game back comes through, and he's mobbed past first base!
Robert Ford had the call on the Astros radio network. The Red Sox won their sixth in a row, 6-3 over the White Sox at Fenway Park. Boston leads the Yankees by three games in the American League East. The Yankees beat the Indians 8-1 in Cleveland. Aaron Judge hit his 35th home run. In the National League, Cubs still lead the Brewers by half game in the Central. Both losing yesterday, the Cubs fell to the Nationals 9-4. Rays beat the Brewers 2-1. Sean Rodriguez, his first game back with the Pirates. What a way to return. A walk-off home run in the 12th beat the Padres in Pittsburgh 5-4. One trade, the Mariners adding all-star first baseman Yonder Alonso from the A's. Former Phillies catcher, all-star Darren Dalton, has died after a four-year battle with brain cancer. He was 55. Dalton ended his career with a World Series title with the Marlins in 1997. Guys?
Greg, thanks so much. So I found it.
Uh-oh.
I found
it. Here we
go. Yeah, stand by for this.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Greg? Call him Greg?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay. I just had to
You're
confirm.
All discombobulated,
I don't know.
Man. What is this? The
that
lyrics?
One I can explain because it's update time and usually it's going from Greg to me instead of from me to Brad.
Yeah,
so
okay,
like that
whatever.
Was just a brain misfire.
Let me
I can't,
help you.
I got nothing on Richard Gere.
I don't know where that came from.
Get the dump button ready in case I'm saying something that accidentally is horrible. But when, again, this is from Meek Mill's 1942 Flows as sung by LeBron James.
Okay.
Went and bought the mansion with the pool in it. I'm good there. Billy with the stamp, I'm getting two with it. What is Billy with the stamp? Oh, excuse, I getting two with it. What does that mean? Who's
no
Billy
idea.
With the stamp?
I have no idea.
You don't know either. Pete, what does Billy with the
Thank
stamp
you.
Mean?
Thank you. So you come to me as I'm bro exposed, right?
Richard Gere might know.
He might. Let's call him. Billy with the stamp, I'm getting two with it. You got nothing. Billy with the stamp? Who's Billy? What's the stamp?
I don't. Why you keep looking at me?
Because
I don't know.
I come to you for things that are happening right now and 90s rock.
Once again, after admonishing me, you come to me for black and white things.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I have no idea what Billy with the stamp is, and I go to my sis when I have no idea what the hell
text her.
Her generation is. She's over in London. Leave her alone.
All right. Text
oh,
her.
She's probably up. Yeah. Wait, 6 hours, 5 hours? Yeah, she's up.
All right. So
I'm not texting. She's vacay.
Despacito just said ask BT in my ear.
Yes.
That's a good question.
He would know.
He would definitely know.
He would definitely know.
Billy with the stamp, of course.
Oh, how'd you not know that, man? Billy with the stamp.
So Despacito is now the most viewed YouTube video of all time.
Really?
2,997,026,945 views. And that's only since its release in January.
Hmm.
I'm trying to... What was the previous record? Gangnam Style had it for a while. Wiz Khalifa's See You Again had it for a while.
Despacito.
But Despacito's number one. How is the song that you showed me with the beautiful woman eating a bagel? How is that not the number one YouTube video of all time?
Which one was that?
It was a song.
Was that
and
the
music
Cinderella?
Video. It was a girl who was a 12 out of 10, and she's eating a bagel on a mountain cliff. I mean,
oh,
it's
that
just,
was Cinderella. Yeah, Mac Miller.
It's perfection.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm surprised. I just watched the video while you were trying to figure out what Billy with the stamp was. And Brad was doing the...
and Greg was doing the updates.
Yeah, and Greg was doing the update. they're in a barrio, I guess, in Puerto Rico somewhere, and beautiful woman. Seen that before, so I don't get it. I think it's the song is a hit, and that coupled with video makes hell. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why.
It's because the song's good.
The
song is good. I played this song for my kids, and they liked it. So they who sings this? And I had to look it up, and I said Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. And they started laughing hysterically because they didn't think Daddy Yankee was a real thing.
Oh, yeah, he's been around for a long
time. Oh, no, listen, I actually know of Daddy Yankee's existence, but when you're 6 and 3 and your dad says Daddy Yankee and the only Yankees you know are the baseball team you hate, they thought it was funny.
It's a cult hit. It's great beat, great song to dance to, and so someone will come and overtake it eventually, but it's a cool cut.
I think the Justin Bieber influence got a lot of hits in the States, and that helped too.
The Justin Bieber influence.
Well, Bieber's involved. There's a there's a version that involves Bieber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Does
he do it in Spanish?
Sí.
Really? Good for him.
Un poquito.
Oh. Un poquito. Okay.
Un poquito.
All right. All right. Cool.
Let's stay, I guess, in this pop culture realm for a second.
Not?
Space Jam 2.
1942 flows.
Right.
Despacito, and now Space Jam 2.
If it's not sports, it's right now on Gio and Jones.
You're going to ask me about
CBS
this?
CBS Sports Radio. No, this is more my generation, Space Jam 2.
Oh, yeah, we also had Richard Gere. Let's not forget about that.
No, let's never forget about that. That's what a seizure sounds like.
Yeah.
Space.
So this, you don't need help with this one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm surprised. So Michael Jordan, before he was the owner of the Hornets, was in this movie as an actor?
Yes.
That's how he got his money?
Yes,
to buy the Hornets?
He was retired at the time, actually.
Okay.
And the reason why Space Jam 2 is on hold is because these guys are still playing. And LeBron's going to be the main character.
Right.
He won't be singing 1942 Flows in the movie, but he's going to be the main guy. And yet he's still playing. And it's hard to get these schedules to jive together and yada, yada. And this is coming from the director.
Justin Lin.
Justin Lin right now. Yeah, it's like it'd be difficult to get all these guys together because of their schedules, even though, you know, they're flying all over the place.
Yeah, LeBron's touring soon, too. Songs from a Weight Room. Brought to you by LiveNation.com.
That's his motivation for
Space Jam. Win your tickets later today on Tiki and Tierney. So he's choosing to do that over Space Jam 2. So everyone who's in their 30s who loves Space Jam now has to wait even
longer. Did you love Space Jam?
You know what? You want to hear something crazy?
Why not?
I don't think I've ever sat down and watched Space Jam from start to finish.
I haven't either. No.
I feel like I'm letting my people down by not doing that.
Your people?
People of my generation, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of mid-30s dudes who wear Monstars jerseys these days, and I don't get all of the Space Jam references.
I'm with you.
Want to watch it together? I got a great idea. This weekend, I'll come to Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring the Ace of Spades.
Okay.
And we'll watch Space Jam.
You going to bring the Ace of Spades?
If it gets me to hang out with you and watch Space Jam.
I recall having a whole cadre of libations.
Yes.
Set up for you.
And Fraulein.
One particular weekend. Yeah. And some Fraulein's. And no show. Not even a call or text. Nothing. No show. So I enjoyed it all by myself.
With the...
No witnesses.
The German
way I like it.
All right. Yeah.
But if you bring an Ace of Spades, I'll bring the 1942.
I know I got to work my way back into your good graces and to make up for the missed invitation.
There
I still feel bad about that. Like 15 months later. I really do.
Yeah, you should.
So Steph Curry, I guess, had no plans of actually making the cut at this web.com tour event he was playing Thursday and Friday. He signed another 74 on Friday. So, again, came nowhere close to making it. But all things considered, a pair of 74s, I think that put him at plus 8 for the tournament. And that's really, really good and annoying for a guy who's, you know, the top 5 basketball player in the world. Is just like, I'm going to go play professional golf and didn't utterly embarrass himself, but he had plans to be in South Korea this weekend, so he wasn't making the cut, even if he made the cut. So he went to South Korea and was in this crazy TV video game show thing where it's him and a buddy Was the guy, was his friend somebody real? Was it
Iguodala? That's his brother.
It was his brother. That was Seth Curry? He looked thicker than I remember him being. I thought he was too big for Seth Curry. So it's the two of them against five South Korean Mies running around playing basketball. I mean, these guys couldn't do anything. And there were all these trick shots. The Currys were shooting on a rim that was spinning 360 degrees. And he had to shoot like through the rim, sideways, up through it, down. And then at one point, they put this huge inflatable Steph Curry in front of the basket to play defense. And the real Steph Curry took a running three from half court over the inflatable Steph Curry and drilled it.
And you're surprised?
I respect it. It was fun to see. I don't know if I was surprised by it. It was just fun. It was a little like the 5-point basket from MTV's Rock. It reminded me too of that. I can't remember the name, and I asked my wife about it last night. She didn't remember it either. At one point, there was a Japanese game show that was kind of like American Ninja Warrior, but not real. Like guys would and ABC did it with like John Anderson and somebody else, where you like were on an obstacle course and people fell off and you fell in water. Yeah, they called it Wipeout, but it began as a Japanese show, and it came to America like on FX or Comedy Central with English speakers dubbing in as the announcers over the Japanese contestants. And it was just nonsense, but it was awesome to watch. This is what this show kind of reminded me of, but on a basketball court. They were just goofing around doing stupid stuff, and Steph was down there schooling these
guys. How much do you think Steph got to go over there?
I don't know, man.
16 million?
Not 16 million, but probably millions.
Samsung footed the bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, these guys aren't messing around between Durant and they have been scouring
Kyrie
Asia.
Irving went to China.
Yeah. So that is the developing market, or the developing markets in the NBA.
The NBA, a global brand, wants to be global, has become global, and so you send your stars or... they not necessarily. I don't know if the NBA has anything to do with this, but you definitely have entities around the globe that want to rub elbows with the stars of the NBA. So good for those guys, and the rich just keep on getting richer, and that's why you see these guys, these huge contracts, and yet the money they can make off the court it doesn't really pale to what they're making on the court. It's just amazing where you can leverage that celebrity. We can't leverage a damn thing here.
You're going to be on a show called The Perfect Man.
The Better Man.
The Better Man. You've leveraged that. You've leveraged being Brian Jones on the field on TV into that. And
yeah, I stand correct.
Yoga is my gym.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? This show.
You may proceed.
Thank you.
You and Richard Gere.
Richie.
You call him Richie?
Yeah, I call him Richie.
Oh, well, that's between you and him.
Between him,
Richie.
And small woodland creatures. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I've got something in common with Conor McGregor. Found that out over the weekend. That's next on Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Gio's off this week listening to these songs as he pushes off from the dock, I'm sure, to get himself pumped up for the excursion off the southern coast of Long Island.
You might hear this at the bachelor party, too, at the baseball game.
And it's Bogus in for Gio alongside Brian Jones. Charles Davis will join us top of the hour, the former partner of Jay Cutler at Fox. Davis is leaving to coach the Miami Dolphins, while Cutler plays quarterback for down there in Miami. We'll check in with Charles in just a few minutes. But as I mentioned, I should thank everybody, by the way, Daniel Harwell and Max Ross, who quickly tweeted in, this just show I could not remember is called Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. It's remarkable. It really is.
Does Richie like it?
It probably toes along the lines of racist at times, but it's hilarious.
Really? Why?
It probably, if you went back and watched it, you could probably pick out a few Asian stereotypes that the writers and announcers dumped
into. No way.
Probably. But it's mostly good-natured fun.
What, are they driving?
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So what do I have in common with Conor McGregor. According to Paulie Malignaggi, who had been sparring with Conor until last week when he left in a huff and said he was being exploited when the McGregor camp released pictures of a punch and a knockdown that Malignaggi said were not necessarily a punch and a knockdown. He said he was going to share some secrets, not any kind of game planning for Floyd Mayweather, but he was going to let some things loose. And he let some things loose yesterday, I guess, saying that Conor, when he gets hit, squeals like a girl, which I assume I would do as well if I got hit by anybody, but in particular Floyd Mayweather. So I'm pointing no fingers at McGregor for if that's true, because who wouldn't? Just be delicate.
He squeals like a girl. Who was it Mike Tyson said that about? Back in the day?
No.
He was making these noises. Yeah, and Mike Tyson was trying to imitate the noises that the fighter was making. Well, that's interesting. So I guess he got some good shots in on Conor McGregor if he was able to get that type of information. Well, BT's not going to like that.
No, that's not good news for BT. Well. But, you know, I haven't really been a huge fan of this fight. But this, for some reason, is really the stupid promotional tour, all the other nonsense, whatever. But Paulie Malignaggi has, like, brought me into into this fight now.
Now, does he have an axe to grind because he was upset? And
he was embarrassed.
Camp? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he's saying that to get the spotlight off of him.
And, whatever.
And, yeah.
I'll take it. Whatever the motivation is.
So you're interested now.
The idea of Conor going like, when he gets punched in the ribs, now I might pay $100 to watch the fight. It's on the table again. We mic the ring so we can hear him.
What type of noise do you think you would make if you got hit pretty good?
Oh, you don't. First of all, I wouldn't be anywhere near someone that could hit me, so you would never actually find out the noises. But it would not be in any way complimentary of my toughness.
Okay. I'm just wondering, one, where he hit Conor McGregor, and two, how hard he hit him, and was this multiple times? Because I would like to think that Floyd Mayweather is a little bit faster, stronger
than Paulie.
Yeah, in the boxing arena. Or maybe this is a smokescreen.
Oh, you think he's playing us?
He may be playing us.
You think he's a double agent?
He may be playing us.
Wow.
Throw us off the scent.
How about that curveball?
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Maybe Mayweather and his camp, they get wind of this information, and they think it's going to be a cakewalk, even though they're probably already thinking that. I don't believe McGregor's going to be able to lay a glove on Mayweather without somehow being overly physical and cornering him. But that being said, maybe this is... maybe this is a little gamesmanship here.
See, this is why you're you, and this is why we let you leverage your football celebrity into this radio show, because I never thought of that. That this was kind of a roundabout way to get back to Mayweather's ear.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Interesting.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's whole next level thinking.
Did he? That's that critical thinking Gio is always talking about. Did he imitate the sound that was coming out of?
No, I think these were tweets, so I don't know. There was no audio of it, okay. So that couldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. But I hope. I mean, if there's a God, he'll go on a microphone and he'll make the girly squealing noise.
That's what Tyson did,
and we'll have a drop forever.
I gotta look that up. See who the hell it was he was talking about. He's making these woman sounds.
But please keep it coming. Wherever these are coming from, Paulie, let us have it. Give me more things to hold against Conor McGregor. Or just more juice, period, for this fight.
Well, Mikey B, when you hit him, he makes some unfamiliar sounds.
Anyone want to take this one? Since you
like what?
You've heard him, right?
Yeah, well, wood on bone is a distinctive sound.
He's overly dramatic. Let's just say that. Overly dramatic.
Ow, Brian, it hurts so much.
That was a weird noise.
You're so rough with me.
It's weirder.
Wow. Hey.
There's some drops.
Yeah. Yeah. Save for later.
Wow.
It hurts, but why do I like it?
He doesn't know when to stop.
No, I was just thinking that. Yeah. Okay.
That was really awkward.
That was very
for like nine different reasons.
I don't know if I can go on after that.
You've had a rough morning, if we're being honest. There was some kind of substance in your workspace when you got here.
Yeah.
And now that.
Oof. Yeah, that's creepy, Mike.
You know what? You know what you should do, Brian? I think I can okay this. Once the show is over, just get out of here.
Just leave.
Don't stick around.
No, it's Monday.
Don't file your
paperwork. Monday meeting. Monday meeting, man. We got to meet with the boss. See what he thinks of these sounds coming out of his producer.
Do you think when we walk in there, the boss will have a gift for each one of us that retails for $170?
I would hope, but I doubt it.
I doubt it as well. But the Giant players, the football Giants, because they need free things, got each a pair of Jordan 4s from head coach Ben McAdoo because they didn't act like idiots in the time between mini camp and training camp. They didn't get in trouble. They kept themselves off the ticker. I believe the quote was, keep the main thing, with the main thing being football. And they walked back to their lockers after a team meeting, and everybody had a pair of Jordan 4s, which are apparently the sneakers to have these days, and they each cost $170.
The retro sneakers.
And the Giants got them.
Yeah, you used to have those back in the day. Nice. Good for him. And welcome to the real world. That's how it works, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. You get rewarded for doing stuff you should do anyway. That's how it works. I love it.
My parents never gave me a thanks for not getting arrested present, but I guess maybe indirectly they did by, you know, paying like tuition and stuff like that.
See?
And food.
There you go. Right.
Room and board.
Your key still worked when you came in the house,
exactly.
Right? You weren't locked out and assisted when you went to college. So yeah. That's how you got rewarded.
They actually let me move in with my girlfriend, now wife, when we said we were going to. Didn't say she actually and said you could stay here still if you wanted to. I didn't have to leave my house. They weren't pushing me out. So maybe that was, without them saying it, my thanks for not getting arrested present.
Yeah, there you go. Made sense of it. You didn't even need my help.
And I did get fresh basketball sneakers for every season. And even in the 80s and 90s, those weren't cheap.
No, still not
they
cheap.
They did take care. All right, there you go. What?
So you're thinking better of this, right?
I have been down this road before. I'm just like Odell Beckham Jr. now.
So everyone that didn't get in trouble got a pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody got $170 Jordans.
Rich gets richer, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Ain't a bottle of Ace of Spades, but whatever.
Maybe that's why we stunk when I was with Saints. We didn't get anything free. I mean, every now and then you get a free meal, but other than that, no sneakers or anything. I like this. It's little stuff like this can really make a team cohesive and really bring you together and help generate that team chemistry.
Is that a serious comment?
That's very serious.
Really?
Yes, little stuff like this, man. I'm telling you. Yep. And then you'll do something throughout the season because it gets very difficult and you're trying to grind, keep on grinding. And so, yeah, little stuff like this to break up the monotony, if you will. Yeah.
Now, do you think the guys, like, from roster spot 83 to 90 who are just there for his camp bodies got sneakers, too?
Or that's interesting. See,
Giants?
Can you leave those guys out? Huh. That's very interesting. I think you have to give them to everyone. You have to. Can't just say.
Even those last guys who maybe, like, the second long snapper?
You have to take care of everyone.
What about Mike Nugent, who they signed last week, who wasn't a Giant through the offseason?
Mike gets a pair of shoes, too. He's part
really?
Of the team now.
Ah.
Yeah. Now,
kickers.
when they cut him, he has to get his shoes back.
Don't
now,
wear
you,
them.
You get, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. These are yours for now.
You can accept
but don't
them conditionally.
Wear them.
Just keep them in the box. Charles Davis kicks off the new hour of Gio and Jones.